JC2S, Part 1. Number 19B.
All right, so what we see then coming out in this tone of principle is that there's another value happening in being, and that this value is going to be normal and natural. It will be taken as that value upon which reality is based. That reality is no longer based on the values as we see now of matter and energy. It will be no longer based on thoughts, but on information through the operation of the Christ translation and retranslation. And this, Mrs. Eddy will show, will be taken as normal and natural. So to take a look at it as we're talking now, how this is natural, that if we have this model of being, which is just a symbol for what's going on in being, it just gives us, through a terminology, remember that the language is spirit, through the terminology of the capitalized terms, speaks the tonality of being, of what's going on in being. So through this language of the model of being, it's speaking about what's really going on in being. It's giving us the tone of being. And so it's showing that being is operating according to the information of God, and that that information is organizing the universe. That it is the organizing principle behind the universe. As I said before we changed tape here, that information then is that which brings differentiation, classification, complexity, order. And so therefore, it's therefore information that is organizing being into this, into what we call the levels of divine science, the levels of absolute Christian science, and the levels of Christian science. So therefore, this what is being transmitted out of information then is order and structure. What is being transmitted out of the information field is all that we have seen for the criteria of a holistic philosophy. Out of this information field comes, therefore, what is transmitted are the elements of information, which are ideas, are the categories, are the laws, which are relating category, comes system, comes structure, comes dimensions, comes cybernetic wholeness, evolution. All this is coming out of the information being. Being is organizing, self-organizing, operating its universe. But this is all based on information. Can we see that? It's incredible. So out of it's the information reservoir being that we get this self-ordered, self-structured, called the model of being. That's the information, if I could say. We're looking at the information that being is showing about itself. This is being showing itself forward in the information called the model of being, called divine science, absolute Christian science, and Christian science operating as the word Christ, Christianity, and science. This is showing us how being operates. This is what information is doing. It's ordering being according to the symbol as we see it on the model of being. This is just a symbol for the way information is ordering itself in being. So therefore, the information and it's according to this information that the science of science of God is the science of all sciences. It's according to the way this information orders itself and structures itself that we can have a science of all sciences, because we know now that the science of all sciences is based on this model of being on the chart, that the model of being in the chart, which speaks the language of spirit, is speaking then the language of those elements and categories and laws and system and structure and dimensions and holistic dimensions, nested hierarchies. It's speaking that language then that is the language which all sciences will speak, which all theology will speak, which all medicine will speak. It's speaking then the language of the principle of all principles. That's what this is showing us. So it's on this holistic self-intelligence, on this holistic self-information, we could say, that that the universe then is being structured. And the model of being is just showing us the way that information then structures itself. Now, just to clarify another point so that we are clear when we go into this principal tone, then because this information is the science of all sciences, the principle of all principles, that it is that which, of course, is the science which is, we see, governing changes in the sciences, in theology, and in medicine. And therefore, as the science of all sciences, it is the science then is that is governing changes, as I've said, in these sciences. And that is then what we have as a science of governing changes is what we call divine cybernetics. So divine cybernetics then is that science which governs changes. And so that is what we hear in this tone of principle, in the science of God, is that information now is that which is governing the science that governs changes. That information of God now is ordering and structuring itself as the science which governs changes called divine cybernetics. So let's take a look then at divine cybernetics just quickly, because I want to do it in a simple way so that we have a feeling of this self-operating system that is going on, governing all these changes that we're going to be reading about in this main tone. So with always remembering the roof category now is that information theory, which is now structuring this science that governs changes. We see then that this science operates by itself, that this science which governs changes called divine cybernetics just shows us how this science of God operates. And it shows us that this science of God always operates by itself. And that is the key point of cybernetics. Because when we define cybernetics in the world, in the world it defines cybernetics coming from Kubernetes, which means steersman. And in the world, the term cybernetics means the comparative study of automatic control systems. Or we see in the American Heritage Dictionary that it's the theoretical study of the control processes and systems, especially the mathematical analysis of the flow of information in such systems. So when seen from a human definition, cybernetics is the automatic control systems that operate by themselves. But they are control systems. They're self-operating systems which are controlling. And what are those control systems controlling? They're controlling the flow of information within a system. So we see then that that information is organizing itself in a self-steering control system to control the flow of information within a system. So when we look at the science of God, we see that's what that model of being is showing us. It's showing us that information is organizing itself into a controlled system called the model of being. And that model of being is just showing us is from a divinely cybernetic standpoint, that the model of being then is showing us a self-steering control system, a self-steering, self-organizing, self-regulating, error-preventing, error-correcting control system. We know that now as that standpoint of cybernetics. And what it's controlling is the flow of information within the system. Of that divine mind on the level of science itself, operating out of itself on divine science, through itself, as itself and for the glory of itself, coming forth with its ideas on the level of absolute Christian science according to the law of life, truth, and love, which makes those ideas that come forth a success, and seeing how those ideas on Christian science unfold themselves according to a law of creativity. Whatever those ideas are, they always unfold according to a law of creativity. And then, according to the Christ, how those ideas which come forth of mind always come forth as truth, life, and love, infinitely individualized and adapted to a specific situation. And according to the Christ order of principle, life, truth, love, soul, spirit, mind, that those ideas therefore come right down to our specific situation and overturn everything in us that isn't like those ideas. And so therefore, the outcome of those ideas that are coming to us in the universe is that those ideas therefore operate within the realm of which they came forth. That's that realm of Christianity. That the realm in which those ideas came forth, then they operate in that realm. They operate according to the laws of life in love, that they're eternalized. And they operate according to the Christ order of principle, mind, soul, spirit, life, truth, and love, showing that the idea which came forward always has comes from that one principle which is God, and that one principle which is mind. It always came forth from that mind, and therefore in Christianity it remains a reflection of that mind. And therefore it is a soul always identified with principle mind. That idea always reflects principle mind, and that idea which came forth as mind always reflects every other idea in the universe according to the laws there of a family law there of life, truth, and love. So we see that that mind on the science level has an idea, and it brings forth that idea comes forth through the self-operating, self-steering, self-regulating impulse of that information of mind, which brings that idea forward according to this self-operating, self-organizing, self-regulating a structure called the model of being. It shows the flow of ideas within the system. It shows how an idea that comes forward by mind comes forward already programmed for success. It comes forward and shows how it's infinitely individualized and adapted to a specific situation. It shows how that idea is being maintained by life and cared for by love, and how that idea which come forth always exists as a fact, truth, in pre-established perfection. You see, any way we can flow with this chart will show us the flow of that idea within the system, how that idea came forward and how it flows within this system according to these laws. See, that's the information theory and the divine cybernetics as we see it in science, that information of mind comes forward according to the self-organizing, self-regulating structure, and it controls. See, it's a control system, that this structure then is showing how that idea is controlled within the system through its laws. For why? Why is that idea controlled? It's controlled because its goal causality, wholeness causality, oneness causality. Because this system of cybernetics is showing us how God operates holistically, always as a whole, can never be broken up, but it operates dimensionally as that whole, appearing on many different forms, yet still remaining that whole. It shows then that this idea is operating and comes forth within the system as a goal causality idea, as a wholeness causality idea, always to bring out its place within the whole. Always to bring out its oneness within the whole. So we see that this information is always operating to bring out truth and love, always to bring out its pre-established perfection, always to bring out that information's place within holistic being. So I hope I could just give a flavor of the bigness of then this information, this self-intelligence, this self-steering information that is organizing itself, that information of mind that organizes itself according to this model of being, and that information of mind which brings forth its idea, its successful idea, its pre-established idea, its goal causality idea, its wholeness causality idea, its oneness causality idea, according to this model of being. And therefore, that is that fourth point that we saw in the aspect of holistic philosophy, which satisfies the science of God, which makes the science of God then the science of all sciences, the science of which all sciences can pattern themselves after, how mind and mind's information comes forward, and how that idea is controlled and regulated according to goal causality, wholeness causality, oneness causality. Whether that idea comes forward in the sciences, whether it comes forward in theology, whether it comes forward in medicine, whether it comes forward in our life, that idea always comes forward according to this self-operating, self-regulating, air-preventing, air-correcting system. And that then is what we see is the science of God, that science in this tone of principle, which is governing changes in all science, theology, and medicine, showing them that the real science of God, which is going on, is that information which is bringing of mind, which is bringing out its ideas according to this goal causality system. And every system we will see will operate as the same system. Whatever idea is born to the world, as I say, in science, theology, and medicine, it will come forth according to this goal causality system, according to the laws of this goal causality system, according to the dimension of this goal causality system. That's the pattern, you see. That's the prototype from which all ideas come forward, whether it's in science, theology, medicine, art, music, whatever you have. That it's the model of being, the model from which all ideas are born to the universe, including man. They're born according to this control system, which is not a hierarchical system, but it's a nested system. It's a nested hierarchy. It's such a nested hierarchy that those ideas which are always come forward in a from being are ideas which are infinite. They just will keep spiraling the system, keep evolving the sciences, keep evolving theology, keep evolving medicine, keep evolving the arts, the music, our lives forward, you see? It's tremendous. And that's the science of God. And somehow, through the genius of Mrs. Eddy, she will present it to us through the laws of the subtones, principle brought out through the law of its subtones.